Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Let's start with The Masked Singer. I don't know if you watched last night. Well, I mean, I totally forgot because all of the days are running together. But my kids are going to be super excited when they wake up because last night they unmasked the T-Rex, who is JoJo Siwa.
JoJo!
My daughter's gonna freak out. They love the
JoJo Siwa. Is that Nickelodeon or Disney Channel?
Neither. She kind of started, I think,
YouTube. She's like a YouTube
fan. Yeah. YouTube star.
And I'm sorry, that's different than JoJo the artist.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Okay. JoJo Siwa, still not legal to drink.
But JoJo, she does sing and stuff. She's not just like, yeah. She isn't just like open presence or something.
Yeah, maybe we can have No. But she does do stuff like how to make slime.
Yeah. She's got like a line of beauty products too. I know that my daughter has the JoJo Siwa.
Oh, that JoJo.
Yeah. He's got the hairbrush.
The JoJo bow. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. It's no joke. This just brightens your spirits while you're quarantined. In the UK, the tabloid The Mirror says that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are planning a secret wedding in Mexico. We know it's not true, but, you know, let's just dream for a minute.
Not buying it, Mir.
Stephen Colbert is joining the ranks of all of these late-night talk show hosts who are broadcasting from home. He's going to start his at-home broadcast next week. James Corden is also going to be doing that. He's going to have a primetime special on Monday where he's going to interview people like Will Ferrell and Billie Eilish, and it's going to be a fundraiser for the CDC and for Feed the Children, which is good. I feel like we've watched a lot. We've had a marathon of carpool karaoke's in our house over the last couple of weeks. Speaking of Billie Eilish appearing with James Corden, yesterday she posted a playlist that is basically like the songs that were inspiration for her album, because fans have been asking her questions. Man, it runs the gamut from Post Malone to Frank Sinatra, Kanye West, Johnny Mathis, Feist, SZA, Julia Michaels. She goes song by song and shows all of the artists and their specific songs that inspired each song on her album. I know. Kev, this is for you. Get ready. I know that Tim has taken up calligraphy. I am working on the ukulele. But Kevin, right now, you can take guitar lessons from Brian May from Queen.
Oh, yeah.
He's calling it micro concertos, and he's doing it on IGTV.
That would be awesome.
He tackles a different Queen song every day. How cool is that?
Are you going to do it, Kev?
Yeah, I might.
No, he's not.
No.
I wonder if you have a guitar.
I think Sarah still might have one in the basement.
You have to do it.
I wonder if Brian May starts at the very beginning, though. You know what I mean? Because there's probably a lot of guitar nerds who are good, who are like, oh, but I want to see Brian May lessons, and instead he's like, this is the E string, this is the G, you know what I mean?
No, he already taught people how to play Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm. Yeah, he's like.
All right, Kevin, we look forward to hearing that from you next week.
All right, I'll work on it.
Some other coronavirus celebrity news. Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande are sending cash to their fans. So, you know, Taylor has a whole team of people who follow her fans on social. And then she reaches out, like she sends them Christmas presents or she invites them to special listening parties. There was a fan in New York City who posted on Tumblr that they were having a tough time. Oh, Tim has his, he's drinking out of his Taylor Swift coffee mug this morning in solidarity. So this person was talking about how they weren't sure how they were going to make ends meet. And Taylor sent them a message and a check. She said, "You've always been there for me. I want to be there for you now. I hope this helps. Love, Taylor." And just dropped her a check for $3,000.
Wow.
I know. Ariana Grande apparently has Venmo'd over 20 fans who are struggling between $500 and $1,000 each.
That's awesome.
Wow.
These stars are working faster than the government stimulus plan.
Yeah. I got to tweet at those two. See what turns out.
Yeah, I know.
Taylor Swift, gave that girl $3,000 and then Kim Kardashian immediately gave her $3,001.
They're still going back and forth about that leaked audio. It's like priorities, everybody. And speaking of Kim Kardashian, her sister Kylie took heat for posting a picture of her. I think they were like $400 or $500 Louis Vuitton chopsticks. Like a couple days ago, people just said like the most out of touch post that you could ever put up during the coronavirus. Well, she's since done a 180 and donated $1 million to help doctors and nurses and everyone on the front lines get protective gear. Feel like she needed to save a little face there.
What are these chopsticks made out of?
I think they come in like a Louis Vuitton case.
Okay.
I didn't really dig too deep. I just saw that she posted Louis Vuitton chopsticks and kind of eye-rolled and moved on. As I do with most Kardashian and Jenner posts. And Angelina Jolie donated $1 million to a charity that helps kids during the school year, kids who rely on those breakfasts and lunches at their schools. They're now working to try and get food to kids while they're out of school. So Angelina donated $1 million to them. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. More in the 840 Schmig. Maybe we'll get a little bit of Brian May teaching Kevin guitar. And, of course, you can listen to Schmig online, radio.com app, or...
Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Okay, I have to do this really quickly while my daughter is out of the room. Last night on The Masked Singer, the T-Rex was JoJo Siwa.
What?
You are listening to the 640 Schmig. You know the deal. Okay, coronavirus Schmig news. Sadly, Top Chef Floyd Cardoz has died from coronavirus.
He was a contestant, a former winner.
I believe so. And he had restaurants in two different cities.
Oh.
Yeah. Minnesota Timberwolves player Carl Anthony Towns says his mom is in a medically induced coma because of coronavirus.
Wow. Man.
Yeah. Actress and singer Laura Bell Bundy has tested positive for coronavirus. Kathy Griffin said she might have coronavirus, but she doesn't know for sure because she couldn't get tested, even though she had unbearably painful symptoms. And have you heard about this feud among the cast of Lost? You know,
no.
The TV show Lost.
Yeah.
So Evangeline Lilly posted last week, she said she refused to quarantine. She said she's choosing freedom over life. Maggie Grace, her former co-star, went after her, especially since fellow co-star Danielle Day Kim has contracted the coronavirus. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Evangeline Lilly said more than that. She said a bunch of really dumb
Yeah. And yesterday they said, Kevin, you would know this. She had some superhero role.
Yeah, she plays the Wasp in the Ant-Man franchise and also have been in the Avengers movie. And they're, what are they talking about? Kind of lessening her role because of her comments?
Yeah, they're thinking that maybe they're going to, like, they're going to cut her loose because of all of her comments over the coronavirus. Yeah. But Maggie
said
something.
So online, the Lost view, they're just going back and forth on social
media?
Yeah,
and they're all saying, like, you can't be so cavalier about this. Like,
and
it's not a big deal.
Is she defending herself, or she just made those comments and now they're...
We'll check it out. Yeah. The Tony Awards are being rescheduled due to the coronavirus shutdown, because this is the longest blackout in history for Broadway. They said their eligibility cutoff is usually April 23rd, and then they announce the nominations at the end of April, but they're pushing that back. And the Tony Awards were supposed to air June 7th from Radio City Music Hall, but they are going to be postponing that as well. While all of this coronavirus craziness has been going on, Bindi Irwin got married.
I saw that.
Wow.
Just with no guests, right?
Yeah, the daughter of the crocodile hunter was supposed to get married. Went ahead with her wedding yesterday anyway. She got married at the Australian Zoo where her family lives, but with no guests. She said it was a very difficult decision, but it was important to keep everyone safe.
Mm.
Pretty cool.
I wonder if there were animals around.
Or as part of the wedding party?
Yeah. I'm sure there was, because here's
penguins
who was in
don't even have to rent anything.
Yeah, I know. Penguins built in tuxedo. Am I right? No?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Her mom was there and helped her get ready. Her brother walked her down the aisle. They lit a candle for her dad. And aside from them and her fiance, obviously, the groom, there was a camera crew because they're airing the wedding as a special on Animal Planet. Oh. I think that was probably already in the works. They were already planning on getting married at the zoo and making it a special for Animal Planet, and then it just took another interesting turn. Okay, this is happening to a lot of people. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and that may include, yes, cutting your own hair. One of my college roommates posted a picture yesterday of us when we were all together, and I said, let this serve as a reminder to you that no matter how bored or possibly drunk you are, don't ever cut bangs. It's such a bad idea. Pink got drunk and tried to cut her own hair, and she screwed it up.
Oh, no.
She showed off the results on Instagram. She said, stay safe, stay home, cut your own hair. So... She was
doing one of those aerial things when she was doing it, too. Yeah. So it was not going to turn out.
How about this? I think people are feeling like we've all come together. There's more compassion and love for one another. And maybe if you're Jussie Smollett, you just kind of float this out there and say that you're on day 421 of your quarantine. No. Mm. No. No one's having it. That's what he posted on Instagram. He said that's how long since he was... attacked.
Like, oh God.
No, we still have no sympathy for you, Jussie Smollett. Go away. Still.
Is that his first post, like, since this stuff has gone on? Do we know?
Since coronavirus, probably, for sure.
Yeah.
St. Louisan and Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn said he bought some rolls of toilet paper as a joke when Michael Rooker came over to his house for Christmas a couple years ago. They were toilet paper rolls with Michael Rooker's face on them, and he put them in all the bathrooms of his house. He thought it was just a gag gift, and they were never going to actually use them, but he said, but here we are.
That's great.
I know. Desperate times call for desperate measures. That's Entertainment Schmig. More Schmig online at y98.com. You can also hear Schmig in podcast form, also at our website. You know how, don't stop caring about me now.
Don't come back.
Dua Lipa on The Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Celebrity birthday time, and I would be remiss if I didn't wish a happy birthday to my younger brother, Todd. So happy birthday, Todd.
Yeah, happy Todd, birthday, happy Todd. Birthday.
And since you were the diva of our family, we'll give you we'll give you the supreme diva. How old is Miss Diana Ross?
Inside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round, upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
Thank you for picking my favorite Diana Ross song, by the way.
Yeah, there's so many.
It's got Muscles.
I mean, I love all the Supreme stuff, too. That's my favorite solo, Diana.
I'm a theme from Mahalo.
I'm coming out. I don't know. There are so many. I shouldn't just pick one. How old is Diana Ross? 80? I don't know.
I feel like she just had a big one, but I can't place where it would have been. I don't think she's 81 years old, but I'm going to just say 77. 78.
76.
Okay. Ah.
Yeah. Tim, you've never seen this film, so you don't know her from it. But she's been
Hoosiers?
No, it's been in Pirates of it. She's been in Pirates of the Caribbean. She's been in Bennett Like Beckham, and of course, Love Actually. How old is Keira Knightley? Hang on, here we go.
I know you've never particularly warmed to me, but don't argue. We've never got friendly, but I just wanted to say I hope that can change. I'm nice.
She's talking to you, Tim.
Spoiler alert: Keira. He secretly is in love with her.
36?
I think she's Oh, man. 38.
35.
35 is correct.
Nice.
Our next celebrity, she's married to Judd Apatow. Or Apatow, however you want to say it. I probably mispronounced both of those.
Let's call the whole thing off.
How old is Leslie Mann?
How old is Leslie Mann from The 40-Year-Old Virgin? And, of course, This Is 40.
Daddy and I are making some changes so that we can be happier and healthier. And we're starting with this meal that I prepared.
I think it looks great.
Doesn't it look good?
What is that, grilled cheeses?
No, baked tofu.
Oh.
That movie is funny and sad all at the same time. 47.
That's what I was like that. Go ahead, Lance.
48?
48 is correct.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
And finally, you might remember him as an American Idol judge, but probably better as the lead singer of Aerosmith. How old is Steven Tyler?
Whenever I think of Steven Tyler, I think of former Y98 employee Fred Del Pizzo, who said that whenever Steven Tyler forgot a lyric, he would go, yeah, la, 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 la! And I think that's true.
That's a trick.
Is he 70 yet? 70.
74.
70... Would you say, Jen, 70?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 72.
72 is correct. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're having one again today. Happy birthday again, Todd. And now with a final look at the morning traffic.
Happy birthday, Todd. You
diva.
You
diva.
The diva.
What do you want? Want us to celebrate? Forget about it.
Here's Lance with your final look at the morning traffic.
Hope you're happy celebrating
all your right
alone.
Yeah, 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 yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.